Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Back on 720 WGN, you're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in. David Hochberg is in the studio to talk about personal finance and mortgage questions, right? You want to improve my credit score?
I'd love to improve your credit score. I know what it is, and it needs a lot of improvement.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing that.
No
I
problem.
Appreciate that.
Everybody can have a level of improvement in their life.
I've got a credit card from every department store I've gone into. I don't use them. I collect them. And so, but that's probably bad for my credit,
right? It's a great move. You save the 15%. You pay $50 a year in annual fees. It's genius move.
I got a nice spotlight on it, like the track lighting in a frame in my house.
You do a great job.
So tell me about people who are income-less now and need to sort of get a mortgage, find some money for a house or get a loan with no income coming in because of COVID.
A lot of our listeners are self-employed. It's amazing the percentage of our listenership that either owns a business or set up as a 1099 and their accountant does really creative gymnastics when it comes to filing their tax returns. And a lot of them, the past 15 months, took a huge hit in their income, but they're making it, scratching by.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you a perfect example. I talked to a WGN listener yesterday, went to three or four different banks, didn't qualify because she's a restaurant owner. One restaurant was, she owns two restaurants. One restaurant was killing it and was killing it for a long time. The other restaurant took it right in the head, okay? Wasn't making any money, losing it. So whatever restaurant B was making, restaurant A was taken away in losses. So her tax return shows she made like $14.87, all right? She's trying to refinance out of her 4.5% loan to help her sister out, who's going through a divorce, buy a home, and went through a foreclosure. A lot of moving pieces here. She went to a couple, three, four different banks. They all turned her down. I said, okay, slow your roll. Switch to decaf. Let's work this out, right? There are bank statement loans out there for individuals like this listener who owns two restaurants. I said, what are you showing combined between restaurant A and restaurant B? She's like, well, restaurant A's got nothing, but restaurant B, we're putting through $30,000 a week. I'm like, done. Okay, because what we're able to do is take an average of the bank statements, which generated $40,000 a week. It was like $80,000 a month. It's what it came out to over the past 24 months. I'm like, I could get a loan done with that easily. So what these portfolio lenders are doing, they're looking for cash flow. They understand that there's CPAs out there that are following the general acceptable accounting practices and deducting everything they can. This lady has 800 credit scores. Okay, she's in a 5.5% 30-year fixed loan right now, which is ridiculous because the rates are in the threes.
Right.
She wants to buy a home for her younger sister who went through a horrible divorce, got a couple of kids, credit shot, went through a foreclosure. So what we're doing is we're going to do a cash-out refinance with her bank statements.
What does that mean, cash-out refinance?
We're taking – she lives in a – she says a million-dollar home. Let's just discount it to 950 because that's what the online – appraisal engines are showing, whatever. It's $1 million loan. We're going to pull out $635,000, okay? She owes, so we're taking $250,000 out above her current mortgage, which she owes about $400,000. Okay, so we're doing $650,000. She owes $400,000. We're paying that off. She's taking the extra $250,000 to buy her sister a home.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't trust her sister because her sister has got a complete credit train wreck. So she's going to set up a mortgage against the other home, and her sister's going to pay her what she's taking out of her home, the $250,000, and then she's going to take that money and pay her $650,000 mortgage. So long and short of it is, her mortgage payment's only going up about a couple of $300 because we're dropping her payment, her rate so much, even though she's taking money out, that her sister's going to be able to live in a home safe and sound away from her crazy ex-husband who is just abusive. And she's able to refinance on her bank statements. There's alternative lending that is coming back into this market post-COVID.
That's why I like talking to you, because we get not only the nuts and bolts of borrowing and credit scores and things, but we get sort of the personal drama with it, too. So
yeah, it's a soap opera. I mean, everybody's like, oh, you make those commercials up. I'm like, listen, sit next to me for like half a day, and I don't have to make it up. It drops in my lap.
That's David Hochberg. He is an expert when it comes to home finance and credit scores, things like that, the host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Yeah.
On every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Nice job.
And we just had Peter Greenberg on ahead of you. I think he follows you, doesn't he, from 1 to 3?
He got moved.
From 5? He's on at 5 now.
He got moved out because we have the law
legal show
coming
right.
in.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. I have time for your calls. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. You can send us a text, but the calls are always nice. They're coming up. But first, Mary's got a look at the weather and traffic. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Thanks very much for tuning in. I'm Steve Bertrand. David Hochberg is here as well. You know him as the housing expert. Well, what do you want me to say?
Any positive comment out of your mouth, I'll take.
Okay, so David cleans up real nice.
Yes.
I just lost all credibility.
Yes,
anyway, if you got a question about your home mortgage, credit scores, things like that, David is the guy to answer them. He's the host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. Every Saturday from 10 to 1, here's a text. Hochberg is a genius, saved me $15K, and I paid my mortgage off early. I know what your cell number is. I can see that's from you.
It's not from me.
So that's a nice compliment.
But thank you for the text. That's very nice.
So I'll just read this one cold. It's all based on ongoing variable income. Without that, institutions are at risk. It's not a gift but a loan. That needs to be paid back, not forgiven or a declaration of bankruptcy. I appreciate the tough positions people are in due to circumstances beyond their control, but banks are not responsible for individual debt.
I have no idea what that means.
Oh, shoot. Okay. I was really counting on it.
Yeah. I'm glad that texter got that off his or her chest, but here's the deal. You can look in from the outside and make your opinions on other people's situations, but this listener that I talked to, 800 credit scores, is not showing any money on her tax returns to qualify for a traditional mortgage. There are non-traditional lenders out there that will help listeners who own businesses or are a little scratch, dent, and damaged and don't fit in the Fannie, Freddie, FHA, VA, or USDA box, mm-hmm. that are willing to take the risk if the credit's there, the down payment's there, and it makes sense.
312-981-7200. I've heard David say many times to add a person to your authorized credit card, an authorized user to the credit card, to improve the credit score. Does that person have to use the credit card too?
Absolutely not.
That's so just have her name on it.
His or her name. So if you're credit challenged, and I'm trying to help you out in this example, I could go to my credit card company and say, please add Steve Bertrand to my credit card. Mm-hmm. Your social security number, all your information gets piggybacked. I get a card sent to me with your name on it, right? Goes right into the shredder. I never give it to you because I know that you go out and buy funny looking pants and funny looking shoes that I never fit into, but you can't control yourself and we're trying to build your credit.
Right.
This way, I'm the card holder. I'm the primary. The card comes to my house. And I put it through the shredder, and I've got great credit, and you get the piggyback history of all my good credit.
So how is that really an assessment of my credit?
You're being tagged on to my credit, so you're getting a little testosterone pumped.
But what I'm saying, and it says nothing about my ability to handle credit. So when my credit score goes up,
right,
and then I go and get my own credit card based on my inflated credit score because you shredded my credit card,
okay,
that's really not presenting a clearer picture of my credit history.
That's one way to look at it. I look at it like you're having trouble getting your credit card because you've been such a credit-challenged individual for a prolonged period of time. I'm giving you a lifeline to now get back on the grid and get some good credit juice through your veins, and then you're going to get credit card offers, and then now that's up to you to be able to secure new credit so you could continue that building on your credit history and get stronger into the future.
Thank you for the help, my friend. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm always here for you.
Another text. My daughter and son-in-law are both nurses, and he's in school to be a nurse practitioner. They have student loans for these degrees, but they would like to buy their first home. Are these loans going to hurt them if they try to get pre-qualified?
Well, they're not going to help. Okay, so if there's a student loan out there, we have to either count the actual payment, okay, and depends if you go Fannie, Freddie, or FHA, and either 1% of the outstanding balance if it's not showing up on the credit report, or a 0.5% of the outstanding balance. So if there are credit, if there are student loans out there, we have to count it. Here's the trick, because I had another listener this happened to call me up for a mortgage who co-signed for his kid's student loan and a car lease and a car loan. The challenge is the borrower was paying it out of his bank account. Between the student loan, the car lease came out to $1,600 a month.
Yikes.
Okay? That's the equivalent of over a $300,000 mortgage payment. So here's the trick that our listeners don't know. If his daughter would have paid the student loan payment out of her checking account in her name only, and the two sons would have paid the car lease and the car loan out of their respective personal checking accounts, and they could supply their lender with 12 months worth of payments, then the listener, we would be able to exclude those $1,600 payments. If you show that you're a cosigner, fine, you're helping your kids out. A lot of people help their kids out, whatever. If you could show that those payments were made out of that individual's personal account, we don't have to count it against him. Unfortunately, he was paying it out of his account, $1,600. With all of that debt there, he didn't qualify for a mortgage.
David Hochberg is here. He knows what's what when it comes to credit scores and home mortgages. Another text, I've retired since I had my credit card. Since my income is lower, is it worth the risk of trying to increase my credit limit? Or is there a chance that since my income is not as high that they would lower my credit limit?
It's a great question. If you need the credit limit higher, okay, I always say while you're working and you have income and you have good credit, always call up every 6 months to ask your credit card company to increase
really?
The limit. Yeah, why not? Okay, because here's
isn't that a ding on your credit score?
It's not a ding at all. It actually helps your credit score. So if you have a $1,000 limit, hold on.
Okay.
That goofy professor right. Look. You, if you have a $1,000 limit, okay, and you have a $1,000 balance, you're at 100% capacity, which is horrible for our listeners' credit scores, okay?
All right.
If you then would have gotten those limits increased from 1,000 to 3,000, right? So now you have a $3,000 worth of availability.
And you're only spending $1,000.
You have $1,000 worth of debt. You went from 100% zero utilization because you're at 100% capacity.
What was that word?
Utilization.
Thank you.
It's greater than a two-syllable word. And say after five, so back off, I get extra credit. Okay, so utilization. Don't ask me to spell it because no shot. So you got the same $1,000 worth of balances, right?
Yeah.
But you've got a $3,000 limit.
Okay, I get
so,
that.
So hang on. You went from 100%,
I get. So you right. You were spending as much as you could,
right.
Which looks bad.
Now here you're at 33%.
But when I actually did this recently because I was doing some construction, wanted to increase my credit limit, wanted to use my credit card for the miles so I could go on vacations.
Sure.
And
I got a great guy for you that could hook you up on trips.
If you do you? Okay.
His name's
but
Steve.
They,
he lives in Deerfield.
And they said that when I did that, they'd have to do a credit check on me, and the credit check would result in a ding on my credit score.
But if you have great credit, it's like throwing a rock at a battleship. It's not going to impact you at all.
Okay.
So to have that availability after they jack up your limits, it's going to offset whatever inquiry they hit you for. This is why I always recommend before you retire, okay? Always take care of your availability before you retire. This is why I've been doing this for years. Go get a line of credit on your home. I could hook you up with the guys at BMO Harris. I got a great team at BMO. Get a line of credit against your house while you're working and your credit's good. So it's there for emergency reasons because when you never thought you need a line of credit, it's there. Like a pandemic, okay? A lot of our listeners never thought we'd have a pandemic that would shut everything down for 12 plus months. If you had a line of credit, it would have been a little easier, okay? So plan ahead. And I've been stressing this for years. Always go ahead. These little tips. And BMO Harris has got this great credit builder program. Like if you're trying to build your credit before you buy a home or refinance, great program. I'll introduce you to our team. Josh is coming on the show this Saturday at 10. He's going to be on from BMO.
Home Sweet Home Chicago, hosted by your very own David Hochberg. Okay, one more quick one. Credit question. Unemployed for almost a year, but have savings that has helped me. Credit cards want me to verify my income. What should I do? I've put it off when they ask.
Well, there's the challenge. You don't have any income if you're unemployed.
Right.
To verify. So it's tough. If they're going to say, hey, I want a pay stub or a bank statement, you're not going to be able to supply it because there's no income coming in. You can't just poof and make income drop out of the sky. So that's a tough challenge. I don't know what that individual is going to do or what they're trying to do with their credit card company. There's so many different variables going on. But you just got to be honest with your credit card company and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. I've been a good boy. I've been a good girl. I've been making my payments on time. Okay. I might not have income, but I'm also making the payments on time. The balances haven't gone up.
David Hochberg, listen on Saturdays, Home Sweet Home Chicago,
yeah,
at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And the phone number is 888-56 David.
Yeah, thanks. That's a good one. 888-56David.com or go to just 888-563-2843.
Again, go ahead.
888-56David. It's my phone number, which is 888-563-2843,
mm-hmm.
Or the website is 56david.com. If they want to get all of our contact information of all the experts on the show, you can go to wgndavid.com and get all of the contact information of every expert that's on our show.
All right. See you again soon.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We're going to stop for the news. And when we return, why is it Chicago can't land a casino company? That's coming up. But first, a visit to the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.